With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. Both Pfizer and Moderna are on the cusp of receiving emergency use authorization from the FDA for their COVID-19 vaccines. South Dakota health officials expect the initial shipment of the Pfizer vaccine to reach the state in 2 weeks. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
The CDC recommends frontline healthcare workers be among the first to receive the vaccine. Secretary of Health Kim Malsum-Risden says the state must decide which healthcare workers receive those first doses.
Our initial vaccine allocation will be lower than what that need is. And so we will be working to prioritize to get that first group through.
South Dakota expects 7,800 doses of the Pfizer vaccine by December 15th. The Pfizer vaccine requires 2 doses. Secretary Malsum-Risden says the 7,800 doses will go to 7,800 healthcare workers.
This is really going to be first for those folks that are working in those most intense settings, taking care of folks with COVID. We know that happens because of the way healthcare happens, most often in Sioux Falls and Rapid City.
The Department of Health is working with Sanford, Avera, and Monument Health on how to divide those initial doses. Malsum-Risden says the department is also working with Prairie Lakes Hospital in Watertown and Mobridge Regional Hospital.
Those hospital systems, including Watertown and Mobridge, will be the entities getting those initial doses so that and helping us vaccinate individuals in those first phases.
The state expects weekly shipments of both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines once they receive FDA approval.
We do not have the numbers for what week 2 and week 3 may look like, although we do expect it to be lower than that initial number of 7,800. We do not yet have estimates on the Moderna vaccine, but we do expect to have that information very soon.
It's not clear how soon the next priority population will start receiving vaccines. That group includes long-term care workers and residents. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
The number of COVID-19 cases in South Dakota school students is down. For 3 weeks in a row, there have been fewer positive cases among K-12 and university students. K-12 schools report 416 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus. In more than 300 different schools across South Dakota, at least one person currently has COVID-19. Schools have reported more than 7,500 total infections statewide since the beginning of the school year. 73% of those are students. South Dakota colleges and universities report 104 COVID cases last week, a decrease of 63. Campuses have reported a total of 2,824 cases since August. 88% of those cases have been students. South Dakota corrections officials say another state prison inmate has died of coronavirus complications. The Department of Corrections says a fourth inmate at the Mike Durfee State Prison in Springfield has died from COVID-19. A total of 2,159 state prison inmates have tested positive for the coronavirus, though officials say only 76 of those cases are currently active. Mike Durfee State Prison has had 810 cases overall, 5 of which are active. Officials have not provided any other details about the inmate's death. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.